very best good friends from jolly old England across the pond. I love his accent. Always Robert Redfern, of course, Good Health Naturally. Always a pleasure to have him on. Very informative, exceptional health advocate. And so welcome back to the Power Hour, Robert.
Well, thank you very much, actually, even though I'm a very angry young man. Well, actually, I'm 74, but I'm a very angry young man. So you're going to hear a little bit of anger in my voice at the moment. So,
okay, well,
and I can't get rid of it.
I guess we're going to go there. What are you angry about today, Robert?
Well, the world's gone crazy. I can understand people trying to, the pharmaceutical industry is trying to make as much profit as possible. I can understand the bankers just stealing all our money, but I can't understand why they would crash the whole world just to achieve their aims. I'm just so angry.
Well, have you ever seen a bunch of 3-year-olds fight in their building, or 4-year-old, maybe you got to be 4 or 5, and they're building stacks of block castles or whatever, and then invariably one of them doesn't like whatever. They will destroy the whole thing just to try to prove their point.
It's a good example, actually, yeah, because I've got 8 grandchildren, as you know.
So you've seen that.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're destroying so many lives. You and I are working towards helping people. I mean, I just do nothing else. That's why I've got another 30 years of work left in me, because I've got still so much to achieve. And they're just trying to, pull the castle down around them. I just don't know why, because it must hurt them. It has to.
Well,
great.
Part of it is, our last guest that we had on was talking about that the financial system, if you want to use the word collapse or whatever word you want to use, there's so much liability in it. There's so much unfunded liability. There's so much vulnerability in it that it's unsustainable. They had to have something to blame it on. It was going to come down no matter what. So they've chose, some little virus, some beer virus to blame it on.
But there's an awful lot of people know that's just fake. I mean, it's beyond fake anyway. It's just stupid.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. Go ahead. Let's don't use that word. Call it the beer virus, because it triggers censors and stuff in YouTube. So call it the beer virus.
Well, I don't even need to call it anything, actually, because it's fake from the start.
Well, okay, now describe that, because I've had doctors here panicked and thinking that's the end of the world, and I've had other people say exactly what you said. Why do you come to that conclusion?
Well, I can only quote the UK figures, actually, because, obviously I know it. The figures off the top of my head is so much easier. And just to... conditions people die of in these first 3 months of the year, between 10 and 15,000 people die from lung disease and infection. Just those two conditions. Forget heart disease, cancer, and all these other things. And so, between 10 and 15,000, it varies each year. Now, this 2,352 people died, they say, from this problem. 2,352. What about the 10 to 15,000 that die every year in this same period? They wouldn't be counting some of those, would they, for this so-called, call it the V word, actually. They wouldn't be counting any of those, would they? Oh, what? They wouldn't do such a thing, would they? In other words, who is making up the figures of the people that are dying?
It's a great question. These are good questions.
Because they're not saying to you, there are so many people, say 3,000 people have died in New York from this problem, but normally there is 7,000. So now it's 10,000 people that died. They're not saying anything like that. They just keep saying, it's the words that the scam merchants use, are just going on and on.
Scam merchants.
This is bad. This is bad. This is bad. And I can tell by, I'm 74, and I've heard it all. They are hiding the facts. just hide the facts with it all. They just, if you like, put the frightening headlines out there. And, you know, one day, I'm sure there is some sort of infection, but there's infections every year, as I say. 10 to 15 million die from lung disease and infections in the UK alone.
What do you know about 5G? What do you know about 5G involved with this? Because in Wuhan, where the virus started.
I know a lot of, you know, I write about it a lot. And
let me phrase the question. Let me get the question out specifically and then get your response. We saw in Wuhan, that's one of the huge rollouts when this virus started. That was right at the coincided with a huge rollout of 5G in that province. And some of these other areas, I'm hearing, you know, pretty substantial people. I mean, these aren't like lunatics in people's basements. These are intelligent people saying that the 5G has an effect. At least it accentuates the virus, if nothing else. What's your feelings or thoughts on that?
All of EMFs have an effect on our cells. It's so well researched over the years. We know this. You know, I had some tests for a piece of equipment that I sell that protects people. And my wife and I, Anne, went and had the test, and that's using infrared heat guns to test and show that when you use a mobile phone next to your head, the side of your head, the temperature increases dramatically. And that must be affecting the cells because, if you like it, because don't forget, all these things are microwaves. All right, there's a slightly different frequency than the microwave you cook your chicken in, but they are still microwaves. And so those cells are being cooked when you've got a phone next to your head if you don't have protection. So we went through the test on this. In fact, I've got my own 5G. I've just acquired a Huawei a 5G phone. And we don't have it where I live now, but I will be going to the city to do the same test again to show that it probably does it faster because I've still got the results from the previous tests we've done to show that the cells heat up. Now, there are blood dark field microscopy tests where people can show that the blood cells are actually, how can I put this? They're shriveling up under radiation. But this is specific doing. So we know it does it. But I don't want anybody to get distracted from the fact is that the real problem. Because, I mean, even eating bad food makes you sick. You know what I mean? Everything makes you sick, especially the things you like. But everything in this modern life makes you sick. So that's why we all have to really, really be much more careful. And the people that listen to your program, I know they will be just people that are searching and trying to find the best way they can live their life to stay alive and keep their family alive and their grandchildren. And that's what we do. The 5G, is it the cause of the virus? No. Is it the cause of the virus getting a bit stronger? Possibly. But that's away from the point. Why is whoever's doing this, is it the pharmaceutical mafia? Is it the banksters? Have they got together? Or is it just a series of things that have just happened and they're just running with it? And the medical systems... well, you know, I'm sure you know the figures. 68,000 doctors take money from the pharmaceutical industry in the USA. It's a well-known figure.
Wow.
And, well, they even make lists of them. You can go online and find the list of how much each doctor has taken from the pharmaceutical industry. So how do you, you know, you can't trust the medical system whatsoever because they are in cahoots with possibly the most evil people on the planet, which is the pharmaceutical industry. You know, I mean, how many people have they killed in the USA just in latter years? It's just, I don't know.
Let me change the question just a little bit or go in a little different direction. I thought it was very curious that media has also this corporate media, who's a tool of Big Pharma, certainly. I mean, we know that. That's pretty obvious. Yeah. They've become pretty concerted in their effort to point out that, oh, no, this virus is not man-made. It was some weird thing we don't know from bats or something or whatever. We don't know, but it wasn't man-made. When this first came out, the first Chinese scientist who said this is a man-made virus, whether it was accidental or on purpose, it's man-made. He was killed the next day. He was dead. And then researchers out of India, they using artificial intelligence, confirmed this, that they're 100% this is a man-made, designed, created virus. What do you know about that?
Well, it probably was man-made because I was reading much earlier than this how Chinese researchers had been working in labs in Canada. And they had been thrown out because they were taking the information and sending it back to China. So they've been thrown out. This is sometime last year. So these things are not just new things. They're going on all the time. But as I say, the actual infection itself is not a problem. It's not really a problem. People that are healthy don't die from it. And if they tell you they do, they're not telling the truth because, you know, I wouldn't believe anybody unless two separate autopsies were done because there's nothing shown at all in the UK yet whereby people who are, unless they've got a serious lung disease or a heart problem or some other problem, have died. So if healthy people are not dying and only unhealthy people are dying, the unhealthy people that are dying were going to die anyway because, as I said before, you know, 10 to 15,000 people die in this period between Christmas and now, the 3 months after Christmas. It happens every year. It's because people have gone through the holiday season drinking too much. You know, people who are unhealthy, by the way, have been drinking too much alcohol, they've been eating too much sugar, too many carbs, and just literally putting themselves at serious risk. And it happens. Many people die after the Christmas period.
Let me ask you about a couple of your products. One of the, we've never sold this before, Astaxanthin. I think I pronounced, did I pronounce it right? That's the first time today.
Astaxanthin. X is a cold, like a Z, actually. Astaxanthin, yeah.
Why the weird name, and what in the world is it?
Well, because it comes from a single cell microalgae, and it just so happens to be the richest source of antioxidants. I mean, even more richer than, you know, vitamin C and vitamin E. It really is, you know, a super antioxidant. Well, it's 1,000 times more effective than vitamin E or vitamin E, sorry, my apologies, against oxidation. And of course, when you want something to protect your cells against anything, then this is what you take. It's if you like, the world champion at defending your cells. And
okay,
the one
so,
we have
so,
is, let me just tell you, the one we have has got 50 published studies. You know, as ever, I only sell the best. And if it's not the best, then I'll stop selling what I'm selling and sell the best, because why would I want to not sell the best? But this is the only one with 50 published studies. And it was the first astaxanthin for human nutrition reviewed by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. And they're a tough cookie to pass things, you know, the FDA, as you know. Because they do pass things. They don't just beat supplements up and never let them get passed. If the science is good enough and 50 published studies is good enough, then that's what they do. This has also got DHA, which you find in fish, and that's for the brain as well. So as well as supporting the cells in the body, it also supports brain cells. And as I say, it really is a super. This is how good it is. I take this if I'm going sunbathing, you know, because I go sunbathing in the summer. It's good. Yeah, vitamin D3, the best protector from all virus and bacteria and fungi in the world, actually. You know, D3, and you get that. but you want to protect yourself from the afternoon sun. You probably know that the morning sun is super for your health. You know that's the B radiation you get, and in the afternoon you get the A radiation, and that's what is the damaging to your body. So astaxanthin actually gives you a protection from the A radiation in the afternoon.
Just taking it, do you have to? Is it a pill? Is it a liquid?
Capsule, yeah, just a capsule. Just take that, and you get protected from the afternoon sun. And if you take it in the morning, and you can sunbathe in the afternoon, you still can't go in too long in the sun because you will get sunburned. But it stops the damage to the skin that comes from that UVA radiation.
Then let me ask you about EMF radiation. Is this help your cells protect them against EMF radiation, 5G, and the like also?
It probably does. There's no studies on that, but it probably does, because if it's going to protect your cells from the UVA radiation, you don't need protection from the UVB, because that actually is the thing that stimulates the D3. You want plenty of morning sun. It's the afternoon sun that you've got the problem with. And so it probably doesn't protect you. I've never had that question before, so it's a good one, actually. I will start to check up on that.
I'm surprised nobody's ever asked you that.
Well, is it because it's not as big, actually? You know, obviously, with you, like people like you and me that's really interested in health and protection from what's going on around us. But most of the population yet haven't really woken up to the 5G thing at all. And 4G, by the way. You know, 4G is not much fun either. It's 4G that we did all our tests on to show that without protection, the brain cells get cooked, you know, using the thermographic imaging cameras. Have you seen those thermographic imaging cameras at all?
Not from you, but I've seen them other people. Yeah, I've seen them other people.
So talk about using
your cell phone then, just like searching on your cell phone, you know, holding your phone and looking at your email or whatever. That's right on your body too. Is that, obviously it's not by your head, but it's right by your body. I mean, talk about that.
It's not just your phone, you know, it's everything around you. You know, I'm stood here now. There's masks outside. There's, I've got more computers than you can imagine. And, I never have anywhere. I never go anywhere without protection in my pocket. And I have it on my phone. I have it in the house, plugged into the house as well. And I have them in my car. I have them everywhere. I just, you know. I'm totally protected, and I'm always protected. And so you can't just say, "Oh, your phone's bad," because everything is bad around you. Your phone is intense, of course. You know, when you hold that phone next to your ear, if you're not protected with any protection, with a thermographic imaging camera, you will see that the side of your head gets really hot. I don't mean you can put your hand on it and say, "Wow, look how hot that is," but hot compared to the skin on the other side of your head, if you know what I mean.
So the cells are heating up. The cells are. It's a discordant vibration in the cells.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We got a couple minutes. We got a couple minutes before the break. I don't want to get too far down the road, but you mentioned vitamin D3. Obviously, that's huge right now. Virus protection, body protection. I think what the virus has done, which has been a blessing, it's made people aware of how they can possibly get sick and how to prevent themselves from getting sick. I think that's the great blessing that we have seen, vitamin D being central to that.
I really do, because it's gone crazy here and in the UK. I think it's getting, you know, better in the USA, but people are actually taking notice of supplements and everything, and that's really good. And in fact, I'm going to be pushing the concept of D3. And, you know, I know, you know, we didn't plan to talk about this, but I cannot not talk about it because it's too important for all your listeners. But, folks, you really need to take as much D3 as you can afford and I would recommend 40,000 to 50,000 IUs a day. And the recommended daily dose in the UK is 400 IUs. And wow. People may say to you, oh, it's dangerous over 10,000 IUs or 50,000. Listen, if you sunbathe for 2 hours, you will get 50,000 IUs of vitamin D3 created by your body. You know, this whole thing is just good.
How important is the vitamin D? On a scale of 1 to 10, how important would it be?
If you are, you know, like I am, in the northern climes and the sun's not really around much at the moment, it's critical. It protects people from cancer. There's studies to show that it actually reverses prostate cancer, breast cancer. I'm talking high doses now, you know, getting into the, 30,000 to 50,000 IUs a day. Obviously, immune problems. It's so many. It's so critical now that they're actually starting to recommend giving it to newborn babies, because if they're born in the winter, especially, and the mum's not got the amount of D3 in, rather than try to build up hers, they actually recommend it. When I was born in 1946, in 1948, a socialist government got in, and they gave me vitamin D3 in the high doses and liquid vitamin C in high doses free, so that every single day of my life until 1955, I had it.
What? Then they got, 7 years?
Yeah. Every single day, it was free from the government, actually. And, I'm not a socialist, as you know, but I'm just saying it just happened to be a socialist. And when the conservative government got back in, they stopped it.
Well, hold on. There's the music. We gotta continue with that. I gotta hear more about that. On the other side, let's hear about Little Robbie getting shoved vitamin D by the government. I want to hear about this. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour and thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Vitamin D over at the Power Mall. A couple of different sources, including Robert Redford and some Good Health Naturally. We'll talk about vitamin D3 here a little bit. Astaxanthin. Xanthin. See, I can't pronounce this. Hey, Robert, how do you pronounce that? Just pronounce that, please. You there, Robert? Did we lose him?
There you go.
Hey, Robert, you there?
Nope, I'm here.
Pronounce astaxanthin. How do you pronounce that?
Astaxanthin. So instead of X, put a Z there in your mind.
Astaxanthin. Xanthin.
There you
go. Oh, my gosh. That's going to be... I'm going to crucify that. I'm going to call it Formula X. We'll just call it Formula X over at the Power Mall. Essential Digestive Plus. It was very important. The enzymes are I'm going to ask you about enzymes in D3 after I get done here. I got to write this down or I'll forget. The digestive enzymes, vitamin E, Hyzorb Q10, the Prostrex from Global Healing Center, new products that we have. Of course, all the Silver Shield, the deodorants, the refills, very economical with the refill. And why in the world would you use any other deodorant? Why in the world would you want aluminum or parabens or whatever in your deodorant? It's the best there is, and it works so good because natural deodorants notoriously don't work that well. This works incredibly well. I love it. And all the other great, the Health Point Kit, the Alpha Lipoic Acid R, the Lithium Balance, the Sera Enzymes, the Curcumin, of course, which is super duper for a lot of years. Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, Phosphatidylcholine, Willard Water in stock, Oreganol, Orega Rest, which is, I just love. With vitamin D, vitamin E, all these, Pearly C, Chaga Max, Orega Max, zinc, selenium, copper, magnesium, and vitamin D3. That's what a powerful combination that is. All at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys, will you? It really depends on your source. The source of the vitamins, the source of the nutrients make all the difference, and it will change your life. It can change your life. We've seen it over and over. The probiotics, Lateral Flora from Global Healing Center, the Living Streams probiotic. All these things can change your life at thepowermall.com. Thank you so much for your support. Getting back to Robert, we're going to put aside Formula X for right now. The vitamin D, how does it work? What does vitamin D actually do?
Well, it pretends that it's a vitamin, but it's actually not. it's actually a hormone or a precursor to a hormone, just to confuse the issue.
Okay, I'm intrigued, Robert. Please clarify for us.
There's nothing to clarify. It just is not a vitamin. It's a precursor to a hormone, and it really is.
Well, why is it called a vitamin then? Then why do people call it a vitamin?
Somebody called it a vitamin about 50 years ago, and once they found out what it really was, nobody got around to changing the name. So it's vitamin.
This is hilarious.
Well,
anyway, go ahead. What does it do?
Well, it protects your immune system. That's what it does, and everything that I was just talking about prostate cancer now. That's just an infection in your prostate, which then turns into cancer. And the breast cancer is an infection. Everything's an infection because fungus is the real deal. It's not virus and it's not bacteria. Excuse me, let me just have a little cough. Okay. I don't know why I turned away because the headphones are on my head to cough. But yeah, the real deal is fungus in the body. And fungus is pleomorphic. That means it can change into like a virus. Just when we have too much sugar, carbs, and our body's not got enough oxygen, we're not breathing properly, we're not walking properly, we're not exercising, because when we exercise, when we walk, we oxygenate our body, and all the cells require oxygen. Oxygen is the prime source of all life, in fact, most animals anyway. There's a couple of insects, I guess, but most animals, oxygen is the prime source of life, so we should never, never not realize that by walking, by exercising, we're oxygenating all the cells in our body, because that gives us energy as well. Energy doesn't come from sugar. Anybody tell you that? It's wrong. You know, it comes from oxygen. So if you want to, if you feel tired and you need some more energy, do some skipping or something on the spot, because you will soon get all the energy you want, because it will pump that energy, that oxygen, around the body. Now, when we're deficient in oxygen because we're just not exercising, when we got too much sugar, which also pushes the oxygen out of our cells, when we're too much carbs, then, of course, we leave ourselves up to fungus. Fungus is in our body anyway. There's lots of bacteria in our body. In fact, some scientists say there's more foreign bacteria in your body than there are of you. But let's not get, too far down that road. But we live with all this bacteria quite happily, and the fungus, unless we overfeed it sugar, and unless we actually underfeed ourselves oxygen, and that's when things go wrong. And so when they're saying, oh, this is a virus, the truth is they have no idea what a virus is, because they can't see a virus. And now you might say, well, what about all these photographs we see on TV of this thing with all these tentacles sticking out? That's all fake. Everything's fake on that. Just a quick story, and it is a quick one. German microbiologist said, I'll give $100,000 or euros to anybody that can prove a virus exists. And, of course, nobody took up on it. But the medical system got a doctor to actually challenge him in court. And anyway, they went to court, and this microbiologist lost the first round, and then the second round he lost because they didn't look at the evidence at all. The court just said, it must be true because doctors say it's true. Anyway, they got to the highest court eventually, and this court, much better judges, and they said, okay, bring the evidence, show us the evidence that virus exists. And they couldn't. And this was the measles virus, by the way, because this doctor, this guy was saying it's fake giving vaccination for...
I remember, was this fairly recent? Was this fairly recently?
Yeah, it wasn't many years ago, about 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
They could not provide evidence that a virus existed. And still today, nobody can. Anybody say, if anybody, wealthy people out there that wants to challenge, take the CDC to court, you would win, because they can't prove it. However, they can see something, and that is probably the virus that is, if you like, making our bodies sick. Doesn't mean to do it. It doesn't, does it? You know, we do it with lack of oxygen, too much sugar in our diet. But
well, then what is measles? I mean, obviously the question is going to be, okay, if measles is not a virus, then what is it? An infection? What is it?
It's just a dysfunction of the body. You know, when you, you know, when a child, you know, might have had, might have been born at the time of the year when there wasn't much vitamin D3, because D3 is not a nice to have vitamin. I'm calling it a vitamin now. It's not nice to have. It's critical. It's absolutely. And so if you're, you know, in the northern climes and you're not getting much sun, then you're leaving your children at risk of infection taking over their body. And that's what measles is. That's what anything is. The drug companies want to give a name to everything so that they can actually give a solution. But it's, you know, if we swap all the things from cancer to measles and just say it's a dysfunction of your body because of your life, something in your lifestyle or lack of D3, then we can start to fix it. But we can't fix it while we think it's some name that only doctors know about it, because they know nothing about it anyway.
That's very provocative what you just said. That if you say it's a dysfunction of your body, well, then not only is it on you, now the responsibility's on you, and it doesn't come outside you, so it's not something to fear on the outside, it's something to examine on the inside. That's, wow, that's profound.
It's listen, the only healthcare in the world is what you do for yourself. Nobody else can do healthcare to you. Only you can do healthcare. Anybody else can do medical care, but they can't do healthcare. Healthcare is you making your body perfect. And sometimes we're born, if you like, because we haven't got enough vitamin D3 and various other things, and we're not as strong genetically like me and my parents, because I'm here because of their premature death today. But then we can do extra to make sure that we overcome our deficiencies that we had in our body.
Let's maybe one of the reasons you're so healthy is because the government gave you that vitamin D3 and vitamin E when you were little. Go back to that. I'm fascinated. So this is right after the war. So somebody in the government decided that this thing was really important, and they decided to give it to everybody.
You still had quite a few real doctors in those days that wanted to practice healthcare. The government said, we are going to start the National Health Service, and in future, hardly anybody will need it because everyone will become healthy. That's written down, that's history, those words. But, of course, what happened is that they thought that the doctors would actually all practice healthcare. They didn't realize that the pharmaceutical industry would take over everything about the National Health Service.
Wow.
The pharmaceutical industry run your health system, call it a private system, but they still run it in the USA, and they run it in the UK, which is a socialized so-called healthcare system, disease management system, I call it. But it's no different. They still control it all. So anybody that says, well, we wouldn't have a socialist, you know, healthcare system in the USA, it doesn't matter, because it's still run by the pharmaceutical industry. And you've got an added layer of which is the insurance industry, because they're top slicing all the money as well.
Let's talk about, we got about 10 minutes or so, a little over 12 minutes. Talk about enzymes, digestive enzymes. How important are they? What do they do?
Okay, back to babies. When a baby's born, depending on how many enzymes the mother had, the baby will have some enzymes in the bank. And enzymes, we talk about digestive enzymes or serrapeptase or anything else, but really enzymes are enzymes. And if you have enzymes in your body and you need a different enzyme, the body will generally, if you've got a surplus of enzymes, it will generally repurpose enzymes. It will make other enzymes of it. So when you're born, if your mother had lots of raw food, because enzymes are only in raw food. They're not in bread, pastry, biscuits, breakfast cereals, rice, potatoes, parsnips, pasta, or any overcooked food. It's just not there at all. It's only in raw food. And let's just use salad as an example. So say your mother had salad for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Then she would have had a real surplus of enzymes that she would give them to you. And you've got a bank of enzymes now. And what you do with it is up to you once you get to, you know, sort of 18 or 20 years of age. Before then, your mother will be giving you the same. If your mother had salad for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, then she will give you probably salad for breakfast, lunch, and dinner until, you know, you leave home and then you go to university and got college, and then you eat the same junk as everybody else. But that's your own problem then. And so we have enzymes, but over life, if we are not eating salad for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, then the enzymes are becoming depleted. So you eat normal processed junk food, and you will slowly. And enzymes do three jobs. We've been through it before. They digest the food that you eat. They metabolize that nutrients into the body and regenerate your body all the way around. And they also clean up the mess afterwards. And so if you haven't been eating salad for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, then you need digestive enzymes. And with what I created, I call it essential digestive enzymes, because it's got all the enzymes you need, plus it's got other things to make sure that those enzymes absorb properly into the body and give them a chance to do what they're supposed to do within your body. That's why they are the best in the world.
Well, there you go. That's why. I'm convinced. You sold me. I'm convinced.
I do it again.
Uncle Kevin's here. He's been listening to you. He's got a story about the curcumin. He started taking the curcumin. Just listen to a story, and then I'll get your reaction. You know, is this typical? Have you heard something like this before?
Yeah, is it possible? That, you know, I've had bronchitis for 30 years, I guess, whatever it is. For the last 20 years, I've carried around a bottle of cough medicine. Sucking on the cough medicine all the time because I don't want to take the pharmaceuticals. They didn't work for me. And the only thing that worked was cough medicine. So, a couple of years ago, I tried that Curcumin 4000, and I did it not for the bronchitis. I did it because I had joint pain. And slowly but surely, my cough went away, and I didn't pay it any attention because I didn't take the curcumin for the cough, you know?
You weren't correlating in your mind.
I had no idea that, you know, they were related. And then all of a sudden, you know, about a year ago, I've stopped taking the cough medicine. I don't cough anymore. And is that related?
Of course, the curcumin itself is an antiviral, antifungal, and coughs are caused by fungus in your bronchial passages or your lungs. So all lung disease has fungus within the lung or just in the bronchial passage, and that lives there. And so that's why the cough stays there until you get rid of the fungus that's there.
What about really inflammation? Hey, Robert, what about the inflammation, bronchitis?
You're quite right. It is an anti-inflammatory as well, but an anti-inflammatory would not stop it completely. Only an anti-inflammatory that was also an antifungal that would stop it, and that's why the Curcumin X4000 works for it. It's part of my absolute basic lung program because I get people with... Wow. 12 months to live, and we clear it up with them. I do tell them to stop eating sugar and carbs, and I will tell you, Kevin, to stop eating sugar and carbs because they are not fit foods for humans or animals, for that matter. In fact, if you feed your dog lots of carbs, you know, they become sick as well, actually. So
why is that? So, what is going on in your body that carbs are so bad?
It's not a natural food. You know, to me, you might say, well, it's a normal food, but it's not a natural food. And so natural foods are what we should eat. You know, our dog eats meat and grass. Grass, yeah. Every time we go, you know, we live in the countryside, and every time we go out for a walk, the dog, sometimes like 15 minutes, it will be eating grass till, it's only a specific grass, so it searches and searches for this grass and then eats it. And so, and that's what all dogs in the wild will do. Actually, they will eat berries and all sorts if they're really hungry and they've not got any meat to eat. I've always had dogs, you know, all our lives. So we've watched them, and we've always lived in the countryside. So, you've got to eat natural foods, and natural foods are not grains and cereals. They're unfit foods for humans and animals. They have so many. I have 50 different reasons why not to eat starchy carbs. Not least that they contain fungus. And other bad things.
So, like oatmeal in the morning, that's not a good breakfast.
it's not black and white with everything. Actually, it's slightly better. You know, especially if it's gluten free, and especially if it's organic, and especially organic, it won't have been sprayed with Roundup herbicide. So, you know what I mean? It's right. All down to step by step towards good health. None of them is best, but if you're going to eat one, then it would be oats that is gluten-free and organic.
What would be a good breakfast? Because I don't even like breakfast, to be honest with you. I don't even like to eat until after, you know, woken up and gone around. And I've heard that that's good because it gives your body a chance to detox. Is that true, or what is a good breakfast?
It is true, actually. And what we do is we will quite often either do an alternate day fasting, which is eat normally one day and fast the next day and just keep doing that for a week, or we will finish eating on a Friday night and then start on a Monday so that we've had the whole weekend for our body to... because it's not just a matter of cleansing. You literally kickstart the body's regenerative system by fasting. It starts to regenerate itself better. People come to me with cancer when they've been told there's nothing more can be done and go home, you know, put your affairs in order. And they say, what can I do? I say, well, the first thing is don't eat any food. Just don't eat anything other than maybe if you really can't struggle with that, just eat some green juices and that's it. You know,
now, you know, it's funny you say that, Joyce, Joyce Riley, she went back and forth, you know, being on death's door with her cancer. And I was there. I mean, I saw it firsthand. There was one point where she quit eating. It must have been 20 something days, and all she had, I mean, just very, very little to eat in those 20 days. And she went from her deathbed to, this is no joke. She went to, everyone thought she was dying. She jumped up and she was like, I don't know if you remember, ladies and gentlemen, she's back on the radio. She kicked up. I mean, she's a boom. It was unbelievable. She was like back up to like normal Joyce for a little bit. And I credit it with her time that it was like 21 days where she hardly ate anything.
And it worked, but you need support, and she didn't have support at home.
It's oh my gosh! It's don't get me started on that.
Listen, folks. I love Joyce. You know what I mean? I used to come over to Missouri. You know what I mean? Because you couldn't keep me away. It's just one of those things. We also need people as well, actually, around us and.
There's a couple minutes that we have left. Robert, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. One of the things I don't think we talked about the last few times, but alpha lipoic acid R lithium balance is fantastic for people dealing with depression. A lot of veterans, especially with PTSD, have really had success with lithium balance. We got that alpha lipoic acid R. Why is that R important? Why is it important to buy that, and what does it do?
It's just a more natural form of alpha-lipoic acid. You know, it's normally produced by the body, and that's the sort that's produced by the body. And
is it detox the cells? Is that what it does?
It does, but there are some conditions that you can't not have it, if you know what I mean. And one of them is say liver disease. Or say you poison your liver with pain-killing drugs and alcohol. You know, there's nothing faster than regenerating the liver than alpha-lipoic acid.
Really?
Good doctors would give it intravenously, actually, yeah. Yeah. It really is, you know, super.
Well, all these products and more over at the Power Mall, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to take advantage, buy from the good guys, will you? You don't even know what you're getting on Amazon. You don't even know it's the real product. You don't know if it's some Chinese counterfeit. And we've seen that. I mean, Cass told you that. I mean, what's his name from the Commerce? I can't even remember his name now. From Trump administration was talking about that. Buy from the good guys. We thank you for your support. We got about a minute or so left, Robert, maybe even less, about 20 seconds. Last thought is yours.
Just to let you know that our therapeptase is not made in China, and Dr. Best is. Sorry to mention that, but a lot of people don't realize that Dr. Best is a Chinese product.
Hey, we buy from the good guys. That's why we have you on, people like you on.
Thank you.
Our audience needs to know that, Robert. Our audience should know that now. That's why they support the Power Mall, and that's why they should support the Power Mall. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. That is our goal for you. Have a great evening. Later on in the week, Sharon Lynn Wyeth will be here. Dr. Sherry Rogers also. It's a pleasure. Robert, God bless you, my friend. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
It's my pleasure.
All right. God bless. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you soon.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.